Like to say good morning to everyone. We are very thankful today that God has blessed us to see a new day, one that was a promise to us, but because of his divine grace and mercy and love and care, he's given us this opportunity. If you're on the call today, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're very honored guests, and we appreciate having you on our call this morning. Pray you open your Bibles, for we believe in the Church of Christ that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. For you to be saved, you must believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died, suffered on the cross, shed his blood, and washed your sins away in baptism. The same blood purchased his church, his bride, his wife. He has but one. There's only one church in the Bible, that is the Church of Christ. And the Bible says the same in the Church of Christ, Acts 2, and verses number 47. The Church of Christ in the Bible, the way they worship, they sing without the help of mechanical instruments and music. They would pray, they would take the Lord's Supper every Sunday, not on the first Sunday of the month. But every Sunday, the Christians in the Bible took the Lord's Supper. They would hear the Word of God preach. They would give according as they prospered. So you join us this morning. You experience the New Testament pattern of worship. We pray you will also hear the Word this morning and be able to save your soul. For the Bible says, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity, and nothingness. Receive with meekness the Word of God that's able to save your soul. To members of the church, we pray you're blessed this morning through blessed listening. And if you fall by the wayside, you come home, for it's everlasting eternally too late. For it was Jesus said, if you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. Many are dying. We know that. So many people are passing away soon. This morning, continue our study of the book of Philippians. We had a great study so far. Last week we had a good kickoff. This morning, chapter 2. This title is Lesson Lowliness of Mind. Lowliness of Mind. In verse 1, the Bible says, there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any bowels and mercies. He says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. So, the Apostle Paul here is saying to these Christians, as I say to you this morning, if you have, since you've been in Christ, to be in Christ, you've got to be baptized into Christ. When you're in Christ, you're in Christ's church. To be in the church, you're in the body. The body is the church, and church is the body. When you're baptized, you're added to the body. Added to the church. That means you've been baptized into Christ. When you're in Christ, there's this character and mindset that will be displayed as Christians. And so he says to them, since you've been in Christ, this is people who are Christians, who've been in the Lord. If there be any consolation, if you've been consoled, been encouraged, if you've been encouraged because you've been in Christ, if you find any comfort, if you have found any comfort of love by being in Christ, if you found any fellowship of the Spirit by being in Christ, if you found any bowels or tender mercies by being in Christ, Paul asked those Philippian Christians, do me a favor. You fulfill my joy if you've experienced that. That you be like-minded, like what you've experienced. Having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. This is very important for us to know. And we heard it this morning as we listened to members of the church thanking other members and appealing for prayer requests, encouragement, consolation, consoling, being comforting. And he's telling Philippi, and I say that to Holly Heights, if you've experienced this, fulfill my joy, as Paul was asking them to do, as a minister of his congregation. I ask you to do the same thing. Holly Heights, console others. Encourage others. Holly Heights, you comfort with love. Keep the fellowship of the Spirit. Be like-minded. And have tender mercies. When you experience encouragement, when you have experienced love, If you want to experience comfort and fellowship of the Spirit, when you experience tender mercies, then Paul is telling them, be like-minded. In other words, give back. Have the same love for your fellow man, your brothers and sisters in Christ. And y'all stay on the same mind. We ought to be of one accord, thinking the same way. It means we'll stay united as a congregation. The unity is only possible by staying with the Spirit, maintaining that fellowship of the Scriptures. It is our rule. It is our guide. It is our glue to unity. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us mind the same thing. So he says, this is how you fulfill the apostle's joy. This brother Brooks saying the same thing. I've experienced this personally at the Highland Heights, in Churches of Christ, even in Nathan S. where I was there in Arkansas, because we have family and we come together. And if I've ever seen a time in the ministry for the Lord in my ministry, of the 30 plus years I've been in the ministry, if I ever seen a time when I hear in the voices of our members, our brothers and sisters in Christ, the world, the Church of Christ as a whole. And I think many of you will agree with me. If there ever been a time we need to be encouraged, if there ever been a time we need to be comforting one another with love, if we've ever had a time when we need to stay in fellowship with the Spirit and need to express tender mercies one to another, we're living in that time today. That time is right now. What an appropriate way to look at what we're doing. We got members of the church, our congregation. They're sick. Many have fallen to the pandemic. Family members in hospice. Family members dying. People are sick. Church is struggling. Members are struggling. However, when we come together, we hear the voices of love. We hear the trumpets sounding, expecting a reply. And we're getting it to them. And that's what we're doing because we're all of one mind. The unity is there. And that's something we can be thankful for. And that's what Paul was saying to the Philippian Christians. In Highland Heights, I believe that's us too. I believe that about us. I think we've shown that we can love in a difficult time, that we can stay united when other congregations are falling apart or leaving the truth or leaving the simplicity of the gospel or not expanding the borders, not reaching the lost. We're still focused. We're focused not only on saving those outside of the Church of Christ, but we're helping each other, staying focused on our priorities to help each other get to heaven. Back in Philippians 2 and verse 3, Paul said to these Christians, let nothing be done through vain strife or vain glory. That's important there now. He said nothing, zero. Let nothing be done this way. Vain glory. What does that mean? Strife, contentions. But he's Paul saying, don't do it. That's not the way to do it. Nothing be done that way. We don't need no strife. We don't need no contentions. Nothing vain, only speaking of myself or thinking of oneself. Nothing, no party spirit, striving for human praise. None of that. It's not about us, y'all. It's not about how much you can say about me. We'll see that. Now, how much I can say about myself. You shouldn't have to walk around patting yourself on the back. Saying, look at me, I'm a Christian. May the things you've done and things you say and your actions speak for you. You shouldn't have to say anything. Just live the life. You don't have to do it through vain glory. Paul said, not like that, but in lowliness of mind. Notice that. That's my title right there. But in lowliness of mind. Lowliness. He said, not like that. Here's how we do it. This lowliness of mind is very important here for you to leave with this morning. That lowliness of mind is a mind that only thinks, does not think of oneself. It's an humble opinion of yourself. An humble opinion of self. See, you have an humble opinion. Never be puffed up. No, not lifted up in pride. No, you got a deep sense of your own inabilities to do for yourself. You think about others. A lowliness mind. A mind of humility. How many of you have put self aside and think of others? Do you have this lowliness of mind? He said, with lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Paul was encouraging them not to do anything through selfishness or vainglory. Brothers and sisters, that is something that's important to the Christian living, is that we remember that others, we esteem others higher than ourselves. That's why we take the low road when it comes to problems. If somebody's upset, the low road. The low road is a road of humility. Well, it's kind of like the rug. Man walks in the house, put the dirt on the rug. The rug is the low. You take it. You take it for the benefit of the person who needs to wipe his feet. Here's the thing. As Christians, we are doing things that will help us get to heaven. So Paul is encouraging them. Don't do nothing like this with vain glory. And look at others better than yourself. How many of you can honestly say you take the low road when it comes to arguments? You got to stand up. Many people want to win the argument. You can win the argument and lose your soul. On many occasions, no matter what people say or what people do, what position they put you in, you can take the low road. And lowliness of mind, name calling, you can take that. Oh, when I was growing up, they said things like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It won't kill you. It won't kill you. You take the low road. It keeps you from looking down on other people. Also, when you see other people going through things, when you have a lowly mind, you want to do what's best for the other person. You want to help them. You want to help people as much as we can. It touches our heart to hear our members and brothers and sisters struggling through difficult times, through trials, through tribulations, through marriage problems, through home problems, children problems, financial problems, dealing with their own addictions or their own caretaking, caring for someone else. It takes this type of mind. It's what God wants us. This is what you should leave with this mind. This mind that I'm talking about was somewhere else. Paul said in verse 3, he said, look not every man, verse 4, on his own thing. He said, don't look at yourself. See, he's really taking everybody. The focus is not on you and self. This lowliness of mind. He said, but every man also on the things of others. The lowly minded person can always think about what's best for the other person. How many husbands on here have a low mind when it comes to your wife? Do you think about her first? Do you put her before you? You think in terms of what's best for my wife? A low mind. A low mind thinks what's best for the other person first. What about a wife? Do you have a low mind? Where your mind is low? Where you can honor, respect your husband? You can do that because you're in a submissive role as a Christian. You can low in mind and you can serve as a lowly Christian wife. That's good for a marriage. If each other is thinking about the other person, think about the beauty of that relationship. It happens in the church. Can you do it in the congregation? People, we're all different. Everybody's different in the church, in the congregation. There's not another Brother Brooks. There's not another Brother Stroud. There's not another you. Everybody's uniquely different. And because we're uniquely different, we have something to offer to everyone. We all have something to offer. Look not on every man on his own things, Paul says, but every man also on the things of others. This low mind we talk about. This is very important to get there. As Christians, we have to be interested not only in our own welfare, but in the welfare of others. What kind of mind is this that this apostle is trying to get us to talk about? Verse 5. Here it is. Let this mind be in you. See, he just described the type of mind he was leading to. But notice where it's at. To me, it's in Christ. So now he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Oh, there's your tie right there. See, what he was leading them to believe, so that you are Christians. But before he was able to teach them or to tell them how to live this lowliness in mind, he had to refer back to one who did it. And the one who did it is our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the supreme example of what mind we should have. The mind of Christ is a lowly mind. The lowliness of mind. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you had to evaluate, honestly evaluate between you and God, with God already knowing the exact number, how many of you can say that you have a mind that's low? That you never think of self. That you never think in terms of putting yourself before others. We're not talking about salvation. We're not talking about that. I know he said, when it comes to my soul, Peter said, save yourself. I know that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about caring, helping, encouraging, comforting, loving, speaking, helping, reaching out, getting involved, doing the things that are going to benefit other people. Lowliness of mind. He says, here's the supreme example was in Christ Jesus. And then he shows how. In verse 6, who being in the form of God, the very nature of God. Notice this. Who being in the form of God. Here's that mind. The thought. See, it's mine. He thought in not robbery. He thought in this mind that he had. The thought process. That he thought that it was not taken away from him to be equal with God. Jesus knew who he was. He was the Son of God. And he didn't have no problem laying aside his heavenly glory and privilege. He didn't view coming to the world, taking off his robe of divinity, and putting on a robe of humanity like we have, as robbery. He didn't take away from him. He didn't take away nothing from him. He didn't. So his mind was, I'm God, the Son. But he didn't try to remain equal to God. So what is he trying to get us to see? The mindset, the thought process. As Christians, our thought process must be in the low state of mind. Notice what he says. Here's how he did it. He made himself of no reputation. See that? He made himself of no reputation. It wasn't about him. He emptied himself. Made himself of no reputation. It wasn't that he was looking for someone to say, brag on him. How good he did. How great he was. No, that wasn't what he was. That wasn't. No. He took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of me. This form of a servant that he took on. That servant there is the lowest servant in the house. He demonstrated that when he washed his disciples' feet. In during that time when there's slavery, they have a master-slave relationship. The lowest slave in the house stooped down to wash the feet of the guest, of the master. Jesus did it in the form of a servant, a voluntary slave, subjected himself to a lowest servant in the house. This lesson to make all of us think, do we think too much of ourselves? It will stop us from hurting people or saying mean things to people in the congregation, in your families, in your relationships, in your marriages, in your workplaces, people around you, everyone. You should be able to take the lowest road. Just think about it. How beautiful a marriage would be if both the husband and the wife could take the lowest road. They could always do what's best for the other person. Jesus did that. This form of a servant is what he took on. It's a likeness. It's an adjustment. It's a shape. That shape is what he's looking for in us. So it must be with us. It's not about popularity. So Brother Brooks, that's a good sermon. Thank you. But if I let that go to my head and I say, man, I'm good at what I do. I'm the best preacher. I'm this and that. I'm like, that's not a load of mine. You know, I'm thankful that's blessing you. But to God be the glory that we not elevate one another. But we honor and respect. That's a difference from the elevation. So it must be with us. Listen to Jesus. Turn your mind to Matthew chapter 23. Verse 1 through 12. Listen to his mind and his thought process, if you will. I want you to hear him now. This spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples. 23:1. Matthew 23:1. Saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. And all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, then observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. But they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. They themselves will not move them one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. See that? They make broad their phylacteries, enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feast. Chief seats in the synagogue. Greetings in the markets. Be called being rabbi, rabbi. But be ye not called rabbi. One is your master, even Christ. And all ye brethren, call no man your father upon earth. For one is your father, which is in heaven. Then ye be called masters. For one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you, notice what he said, shall be your servant. Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. He that humble himself shall be exalted. That's the mind right there. The mind of a servant. He said, don't elevate yourself. That's why we have Brother Brooks called Reverend or Father. No elevations. It's just servants. We're servants of the Almighty God. Listen to him again in Matthew chapter 20. Listen to him on another occasion. Matthew chapter 20 and then verses number 20. Matthew 20, verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with their sons, worshiping him, and desired a certain thing of him. She said unto him, he said unto her, what will thou? She said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, one on the right hand, the other on the left, in the kingdom. Mama wanted was best. She wanted her sons to have the greatest seat next to the master. But Jesus answered, said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of? And be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? They said to him, we are able. They didn't know what he was talking about. And he said unto them, you shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and sit on my left is not mine to give. Shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. When the 13 heard it, they were moved with indignation against two brethren. Everybody wanted the chief seats. Everybody wanted to be elevated. The other 10 got upset. And they think these two going to get set by the king. But then Jesus come back and teach them a lesson. Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. Underline this in your Bible. For the church, for the congregation. Underline this. Jesus said to the 12 apostles, it shall not be so among you. But whosoever be great among you, let him be your minister. Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be a servant. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give, notice it, his life and ransom for many. What is the message? What is the message that Jesus was teaching? Why did Paul refer back to him? We said, let this mind. Jesus had mind that was lowly. He had lowliness in mind. He had a humble opinion of himself. And Jesus directly told them that it shall not be so. Anyone who has a high opinion of yourself, you can't make it to heaven. You got to lower your mind. You got to come on down off your high horse, and say, and you got to live as a servant. Why? That was the mind of Christ. Back to Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. He made himself of no reputation, took upon him form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Something else about this lowly mind of Jesus. He was made in the likeness of men. Yeah. Thank God. Because that gives us hope. See, Jesus, the Hebrew writer said it like this in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 16. But verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to secure means to help them that are tempted. So you can see, here the Hebrew writer referred to him as this type of mind, faithful, merciful, faithful high priest, had his focus on one thing, reconciliation for the sins of the people. He became like us so he could understand us. That's why the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but is all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He says, let us therefore, knowing that about him, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Brothers and sisters, we can boldly ask Jesus to help us. Why? He was made in the likeness of men. He lowered himself to help us. He allowed him to lower him to the lowest position that he could take. And that would be a servant. And Paul getting ready to tell us, the servant mentality mind he had, his lowly mind, led him in a direction to care and love and help us. He ought to be saying, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping me. For understanding that I'm human and giving me the chance and the hope of eternal life. Back to Philippians 2, verse 8. Paul went out, after he said that about it, he said, being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wow. Here you go. This mindset that he had, this lowly mind, now Paul refers to created humility. He humbled himself. He humbled himself as a man. He humbled himself as a man. Here he is, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Born of a virgin Mary, made in likeness of man. Isaiah said it like this. If you would, Isaiah describes him. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 through 12. Isaiah said, who will believe our report? To whom in the arm of the Lord revealed. Notice this. Got to see it now. Got to listen to the form of man he was. Because this is the mind you want to work on. To really be the Christian you ought to be. And to bless the lives of people around you. He would grow up before him as a tender plant. And root out of a dry ground, he had no form nor comeliness. We shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. Inner beauty is the beauty that comes with a Christian. What came with Christ was not outer beauty. That wasn't what he was. The beauty of the mind, that lowly mind. He's despised. He's rejected of me and the man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hear that his word, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him, smitten of God and afflicted. Notice this. But he was wounded for whom? Our transgression. He was bruised for whom? Our iniquity. The chastisement of whom? Our peace was upon him. With this stripe, who? We are healed. It's not about him. All we like sheep are gone astray. We have turned everyone his own way, the Lord laid on him. God is involved. The iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. He opened not his mouth. He's brought in a lamb to the slaughter. And a sheep for sure is dumb. He opened not his mouth. How was he able to do this? He had a low mind. He was taken from prison, from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of living. For the transgression of my people was stricken. He was stricken. He made his grave with the wicked, with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence. He was in his seat in his mind. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. And I shall make his soul an offering for sin, for he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul. Shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. But he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore I will divide his portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he had poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. Talking about the thieves. And he bare what? The sin of many. And made intercessions for the transgressors. Remember y'all. Were you there? We sing the song, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? He was there. Was that the cross or at the cross? When we first saw the light. His mind was demonstrated on that cross. All the way up to the cross. He had a lowly mind. He humbled himself. He became obedient unto death. You remember going to Gethsemane. Remember he was there and he told his disciples, Matthew 26:36, sit here while I go and pray unto. Verse 27, Matthew 26, he took him, Peter, and his two sons of Zebedee. These are the ones who wanted to sit, Mama, wanted him to sit up there in the king, be by him. He began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Now we're getting into the mind of one who has a lowly mind. He's sorrowful, very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. He's feeling what we feel. If we would do, we would go die. He went a little further, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, in his lowly mind, now my will, but yours. Took the low mind. The mind that I do, my Father say do. Even if it requires me to die. When his disciples came to him, found him asleep. He said unto Peter, what, you cannot watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away the second time praying, oh, my Father, this cup may pass away from me, except I drink it, it will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. He left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same word. Then come his disciples, said unto him, sleep on now. Take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. And the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, be going. Behold, he is at hand that they'll betray me. He knew. He took the low mind. Don't worry about Judas, he's going to betray me. I got to go on. See, he could have done something right there when Judas kissed him. He allowed the kiss. He took the low road. Well, he's being obedient. But since this was obedience, even not just any kind of obedience, it take a low mind to go through what he went through. And he went through from there the garden. He went through 6 trials. The beating, the mocking, the spitting up on him. Time to allow us to read about all that. The crown of thorns. The tree of the cross, he will carry it to the place called Calvary, Golgotha. And he will face the most humiliating form of death. That's why I say even the death of the cross. Crucifixion was considered the most horrible form of death among the Romans by whom Jesus was crucified. It was disgraceful. They inflicted pain, punishment to him. One to be crucified had to be stripped naked. And then they followed the most awful thoughts. Our Lord been on there with nails in his hands. In his feet, they lay him on a tree, drove the nails in his hands. And can't you hear the blow of the mallet? The blow of the pain of the drive. When the Roman soldier would hit it, he would lay there and he would take it. That's a lowly mind. So I ain't taking it no more from nobody. Christians take what comes with being a Christian. We do it for to help others. That's what he was doing. He took the pain. He took the spit. He took the nails. He took the tearing of his flesh from the whip. He took the dizziness, the cramps, the starvation. He took the traumatic shock. He took all of the public shame, all of that. He took the horror of anticipation, of dying, excruciating pain. He was in hospice. Paul says, you bait. He was obedient even unto death. And he said, even the death of the cross. That's why he said it like that. Because it was such a humiliating, shameful death. So, question as I close this morning. Why did he do it? Why did he do it? Why did Paul say, let this mind be in you? Because Jesus said this in John 15:13. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his freedom. He had the lowliest of mind and the greatest of love. It often brings tears to my eyes to think of Jesus. And I've been preaching him for years. It still touches my heart to think about how unworthy I am for someone to love me like that. If you want to call today and you feel that way as well, then you're going to the state of a lonely mind. You can help others if you stay in a state of lonely mind, because that is the mind of Christ. Let that mind be in you, a lonely opinion of yourself. His lonely opinion of himself led him to a mind of humility, mind of a servant, a mind of obedience, and a mind of love, thinking about others, esteeming them higher than himself. But since we need each other, we need each other. We miss each other, I know that. God gonna bring us back together in his time. Never lose sight of who's in control of everything we're going through in this world. Never lose sight that God is working in you to reach others. Never lose sight that this is not about you. God is working through his children for the benefit of others. Whatever you go through, no matter how painful it may be, the loss of a mama, a husband, a wife, a child, an uncle, an auntie, a grandmother, a grandfather, no matter how painful it may be, God will bring comfort to you for the purpose of you remaining lowly in mind and extending that comfort to somebody else. Somebody else is going to need you. Someone else is going to lose a mama, a daughter, a child, a husband, a wife. And they're going to need you for that consolation, to console them. Everything we talked about in the beginning, to console, it's consoling of the mind. Consoling each other, being there for each other, caring for each other, lowliness of mind, encouragement, fellowship, keeping it together, staying with the Bible, following the book, spirit guiding us. State of mind must be lowly. It's the lowliness of it. Now I want to challenge you this morning. If you're on the call, that low mind. You don't know how to evaluate it. Well, you evaluate it. Go into your heart of hearts and think, do you esteem others, everyone, higher than yourself? Or do you put yourself first? If you do that, you have not developed the mind of Christ. Paul said in closing, verse 9, he said, wherefore, since you now know I have shown you the mind, the lowliness of mind that was in Christ. Now that you know, he told these scriptures, now, wherefore, now that you know this, God also has highly exalted him. Here comes the elevation. God does it. And given him a name that's above every name. That name for us is Christian. The name of him was Christ. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth. It's things on earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. See that? Paul nailed it right there. Since you know that, you want to know who's going to lift you up? It'll be God. In due time, my brothers and sisters, in due time, God will lift us up. Right now, Paul is teaching us that we are not to focus on ourselves. In Romans 14 and verse 7, he says it like this to the Christians in Rome. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man died to himself. But whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For this, to this end, Christ both died, rose and revived, that he might be Lord, both of the dead and the living. But why does that judge that brother? Why does it sit us not that brother? But we all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So did every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. That summarizes right there. The mind of Christ is the lowliness of mind. Remember, every one of us shall give an account to God for himself. If you're on the call this evening, this morning, and you're not a Christian, I want you to be a Christian. I want you to be a Christian, but to become a Christian, you have to go into a low state of mind. You got to see that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, his son, in the lowliness of mind, came to the world to serve you with his blood. He served by giving his life so you could have a hope of making heaven your home. And I don't know what you're going through in your life this morning, but I want to say this. You got to take your focus off everybody else and say, I need to focus on saving myself and staying low as a servant. That's the beginning. You serve the Lord when you obey him. When you serve the Lord, you aim to serve others. But you got to serve the Lord first. And you do that by believing, number one, hearing and believing that Jesus came to this world and died for your sins according to Scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. And that he was buried in a borrowed tomb after suffering on that cross for 6 long hours, as I've talked about. Brutally whipped, shamefully hung, blood running down his body. That blood is what should wash your sins away, according to Revelation 1 and verse 5. You must repent of your sins. Say, I don't want to live like I've been living. I'm ready to take the low road, Brother Brooks. So take it. Take the low road. Ask for forgiveness. Ask God to forgive you. Give your life to Him this morning. Be baptized for remission of your sins. Jesus said it Himself. In Mark 16:15-16, His command was to us was to go in the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You're to call today. Do you believe in Him? Be you willing to confess Him to be the Son of God? Then I want you to give your life to Him this morning by saying, I want to be baptized for the remission of your sins. And then the Lord adds you to the church in the Bible. The only one in there, that church of Christ. Now, we don't say that to be mean. We just got to stay with the book because we got the fellowship of the Spirit that keeps us in unity with the Spirit. As long as the Bible said it, we all right. If we say what the Bible don't say, we're not going to be all right. So if you want to call this morning and you want to come, what you're doing now is preparing to meet God. But as we read, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Don't worry about don't judge your brother. Accept your brother down. Paul said, remember, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess to God. Every one of us shall give an account of himself to God and to members of the church. You've been on the call. You've been going through things. Take the low road. Ask for forgiveness if you lifted up in pride or something. Or ask for forgiveness if you've fallen short of the glory of God. Or if you are thankful that you have brothers and sisters around you with this type of mind, you can see the beauty of being a Christian. Maybe you want to make confession. Maybe you want to ask for prayer. Or maybe you just want to say thank you to the congregation. God, this is what they've done for you. In Hollow Heights, as a family, let us all have the mind of Christ. What kind of mind is that? A lowliness of mind. I hope you enjoyed the lesson this morning. Come back this afternoon. We'll continue to study of the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Now, Brother Kirby is going to sing the song for the visitors. Hit 5-star on your phone. If you want to get baptized, we'll take confession today, and we'll get you into Christ. Or if you need prayer, or you need further studies with you, hit 5-star and let us know what your needs are as it pertains to your soul saving, salvation. And then members of the church, or visiting congregations, 5-star if you need a prayer request, just want to say thank you to the Lord, you just need to make confession, or you want us to pray for your family. Prayers of the righteous man. You can do that, Brother Curry. You don't sing a song, Bill. You hit 5-star on your phone, Brother Curry.